weirdly cool out here. All right, I need to set this down and set. I need to throw away this garbage. This goes here. Yes. Okay. This is probably not recyclable, so put that right there. All right, how does this go? I plug this one into this and set it here. Am I going to go to the gas station? I should probably go to the gas station. Well, all right. Like this fucking SWV cut. Chubrock is not into this pornographic hip-hop that you keep making. All right, we're going to the gas station. I was thinking like, oh, maybe I would go get some other food somewhere else, but no. Go to the gas station. I'm gonna buy some kind of large-sized can of Rockstar drink and maybe some kind of bar, I don't know, some kind of food pellets. Big week this week. Last week 43, so everyone announcing games ahead of E3 is running out of time. But I don't know that there are that many of those that will come this week. And we're at a point where just about everything else is going to be saved for press conferences, but there are some things. I knew that this Volition game was getting announced ahead of E3. I just didn't know exactly when or where. Or what, actually. And it was an open world thing. As like a tonal thing of like, hey, here's kind of what the setting is and all that sort of stuff, that trailer seems okay. I saw a lot of people shitting on it. Like, well, yeah, I mean, it doesn't have any gameplay in it, but like, what, you know, that will come. Like, the game's not out until next year, so... I don't know. Yeah, I think that looks interesting. I like the way that they kind of rammed their universes together with some Red Faction stuff getting into Saints Row, and now this being kind of set in the same universe. I think that's a cool idea. It's like Clerks and Mallrats or something, right? I mean, not really at all, but... Okay. $6 later. Back in the car. With this piece of food that is probably terrible. But it is hot, and I was kind of looking for a kind of hot food. Kind of breakfast sandwich from a gas station, which is the highest quality breakfast sandwich one can get. Oh, that bacon looks like it was maybe cooked once. So, that's good. Hopefully the Google Street View car that just flew by caught me eating this sandwich. That's like a shark's fin. That was a bad sandwich. That was a bad breakfast sandwich. catfish vulture. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing more of that Agents of Mayhem thing, see what it actually is. I think it seems different enough to where it just doesn't read like, here's another Saints Row game, but I know it's an open world thing, so I want to see what they're doing. They've made some really good stuff in the past, so I'm willing to go on the ride with them for a little bit in terms of, like, hey, that trailer maybe wasn't fucking killer, but all right, I want to see more of what you're doing. But yeah, I don't know. I I poked around a little bit after that trailer hit and just saw, like, a fucking yard of people just talking a gang of shit. And just like, no, fuck that shit. Like, well, all right. That seems all right to me. I think some of the attitude of the characters is maybe a little corny, but I think you could probably say that about most Saints Row characters these days, too, so... So hopefully there's more to it than that. And if they'll let you choose characters, which it sounds like they will, then, you know, just don't play as the fucking Miz. And everything will be fine. I love that new hip hop. Just kidding.
Hip hop music, first alert.
Yeah, I wonder if Watch Dogs 2 will be any good. There are things about the first Watch Dogs that are not terrible. You know, it just kind of seemed monotonous and, you know, didn't take great advantage of the things that you could do. The hacking stuff just didn't feel integrated into the rest of the game well enough, I guess.
Platinum recordings. like I'm seated at Swiss on the yo souls. Nothing was the same. This shit for Easy and Coco. This shit for Kareem. This shit for Javon. This shit for Julius, Millie Mill. Boy, we do this shit for real. All the boys in my wheel. All the boys is my wheels. Anything happen to pop, then I got you like Uncle Phil. Weezy been on that edge. You niggas just need to chill. If anything happen to pop, he might pop a nigga for real. Coming live from the school face. Living out a suitcase. But I'm feeling good. Johnny got me pushing two plates. My weight up, I refuse to wait up. I started a new race. It's funny when you think a nigga blew up after Lupe. Niggas treat me like I've been here for 10. Some niggas been here for a couple, never been here again. I'm on my King James shit, I'm trying to win here again. A young nigga trying to win here again, man, what's up?
Not much, thanks for asking.
A young nigga trying to win here again. If I like that, I just fly to the city I'm in. I got a drink and with your boy, I got a fucked up shouting. Oh, yeah.
Man. Oh, man, you here already? What? It's the mighty Lord Sid in the place with the bass. What up, y'all? Welcome, everybody, to Lord Sid Special, son! Let's do it, man. Let's do it! Amen. Shout out everybody to check in. I got Sam in the building. I got, you know what I'm saying, Joel on the boards. We in, man. Good show today. Got Hood Entertainment News. Got Mano coming through. I mean, demo battle. If you want the battle on the demo, I'm saying we ain't gonna do that just yet. But that's around 2 o'clock, 2 o'clock hour. You know what I mean? Got Stretcher Bob coming through, and Drunk Mix at 3. You know what I mean? I might do a little mix right now, Sam. I'm gonna do a mix, right? Do a little mix. I'm saying. Sam said, yeah. Go ahead, blast it out, son. Yes, D. Call him right now, NHA45, and say hello to the God, man. You know what I mean? Been a minute, you know what I'm saying? It's been a minute as a do with it. Yes, I don't do with it. This is the old beat right here, you know what I'm saying? Bring it back. Cutting it up, I mean? A little loud for your ear.
Should I call in and let him know what I'm sipping on? I don't.
You got any phone calls? Hey, am I taking any calls, man? What's up, man? NHA45 is fucking bitch, man. Know what I mean? NHA742.
Dead Rising, huh? Yeah, that's. Okay.
Test it out. Oh, shit. Shit is banging, son. It's banging.
That makes sense. That lines up with something.
I can see that
happening. They should make another Dead Rising. Those games have been A-OK.
Lower than the moon, man, R&B is silly. The only male hardcore cruising through my my shit. Rise to the supernova, swami like Dola. Heavy hitter, I consider you can lean in on my shoulder. Measure like a yardstick, tick that arithmetic. Add it up and I close the high stick flip. Get the picture, then I'm born as the funk lingers on. I don't publicize it to keep the black race torn. But steady at an altitude, where you get the mental food. Not to be rude, here's a fresh pot brew. Oh, what a web we weave, when we got the truth to see. Sparking off a trick up the sleeve. Stop the bed rock, listen and you see. And I'm sure you all agree you can't front on me.
Come back to me, my lover.
taste that shit. Cracking this open. Eating that dry ass, terrible biscuit sandwich. Me and this, we gotta get into this right now. Should have got into it a while ago.
Carl Sean, Sirius XM. As always, I'm looking for new music. I've been playing a lot of Children of Pop on the show. They're from Houston. I think they played Free Press Summerfest. Shout out to Free Press Summerfest. Shout out to Houston, Texas. Shout out to Montrose. Shout out to, when you go to Houston, there's all these, like, wannabe chain restaurants that aren't actually chains, but there's so many people in Houston, like, I think they think it'll take off, which is cool, and I guess people eat out and use money. So shout out to Houston and the culture there, and JJ Watt, James Harden, shout out to all of us. God bless us, everyone, even Houston, Texas. Children of Pop.
Play more than 35 shows across America. The first stop is July 19th at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. Prophets of Rage consists of Tom Morello, Tim Comerford, and Brad Wilk of Rage Against the Machine, as well as Chuck D and DJ Lord of Public Enemy and B-Real's Cypress Hill. They are...
That's Cypress Hill's B-Real, but okay.
They are determined to confront the mountain of election year bullshit. That is a quote right there. Make sure you get to see them while they're out. X Games Austin did not have nice weather. Unfortunately, it looks like they had to cancel the big air competition for both skateboard and BMX. They did eventually get to the Monster Energy Moto X Best Trick, and Jackson Strong took the gold. Congratulations to one of our favorite Aussies. Josh Sheehan took silver, and Clinton Moore got the bronze. Highlights of anything awesome that you missed at X Games Austin this week can be found on xgames.com, including a whole thing of videos of all the gold-winning runs. Check them out. With your Faction update, I'm Shannon Gunn. Get an FU every hour on Faction with Jason Ellis.
Great boss, and we can better utilize all the nutrients from the manure.
That story was provided to us by the Michigan Farm Bureau. Well, more funds are available for business owners in
the government
America.
Gave us this story.
The USDA unveiled new rules to expand business owners' access to capital. The changes make it easier to qualify in the USDA's Business and Industry Guaranteed Loan Program. And for the first time, employees can purchase stock in the business. Since 2009, the agency has awarded nearly $10 billion to 3,500 rural businesses.
We have fun in the mornings around here. All right. Let's get traffic update.
Sleep.
Thank you.
saying Shane Woody, but I said, yo, I had that loop 10 years of potential. I was checking up to my shit, because, you know, Subway's in this crib, and it kind of wore me out. I wanted to leave anyway, but one of them tried to reverse and said, now, Sear, he had till August, and I'll fuck you. I'm taking the pots and pans. I don't know how to cook, but where I'm living at, I don't know, there's a chef or whatever. But they got old-ass wok pans and shit. Like, sell them. I give it to my aunts and them. Fuck it. You know what I mean? I'm keeping all that shit. The motherfucking Black & Decker ovens, everything, man. But whatever, you know. And I found a loop. And I said, shit, let me go and record this fucking joint right here, man. You know what I mean? I'm gonna, you know, clean up a little bit. You know, the loop. But it's hot, man. Shout out to Top Mills. You know what I mean? On the check-in. That's Snack Cheddar Productions. Yo, I was Demetrius.
Yo.
What up, man? You live on air, my nigga.
Man, congrats, man. Another brother got his own show, man. That's all I'm talking about, man.
Yeah, man. Been a minute, man. Been a minute, but you know what I mean? Yeah, man. Fun. Talking to people, you know, good spirits. Talking that shit a little bit later, you know what I mean? Getting drunk on it, you know? And we here.
Trying to hear that drunk mix, man. Going in. Telling me. Man, I'll be listening to that shit every day.
Man.
Man, big ups, man.
Good looking. I might have some out. I might do something for the ladies, man, you know. I'm with a lazy caller, man. You know what I mean? So different now, man. Always that.
Oh, yeah.
All these
dudes
calling. I got them some ladies, man. You driving a truck, nigga. One of your, I mean, the women talking. One of your niggas talking about that time, about their life and shit. Why they wearing some ladies calling?
Right.
It's ladies,
man.
Like, you know.
Go ahead, man.
Huh?
That's what Mano on the show, man.
Hey, yeah, man. Mano gonna come up in a minute, man. Man, my nigga, man. I'll give him, I'll give some liquor for that nigga, but. Shout out to Mano, man. You coming through, you know, good brother.
All right, congrats again, man. I'm listening, man. I'm riding, man.
My brother, man. Be safe, my nigga, the dick. Black Magic.
Lord Fear, my big nigga. Nigga that got even bigger, he my bigger nigga. Hey, I see you over there, you know what I'm saying, about the lady and shit like that. Nigga, who you finessed to get your own show? Nigga, who you, nigga, you about to cut somebody with their tails down. Nigga over there finessed his way, got his own little spot. Nigga, I ain't even mad at you, bruh.
No, I do, man.
Hey, I feel you, bro. It's an old girl over in goddamn Akron. She ain't no Cavs fan. I want to send a big West Coast dick to you from the Warriors straight to your mouth, baby. You know what I mean? It's in the whole city of Cleveland. You can suck this big black East Oakland dick, bitch. I'm fuck with you, man. Hit Warriors all day, nigga. Damn nation, nigga. All right.
The NBA talking to me, man. Why y'all doing that to Cleveland, man? Why y'all doing that to them?
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Rob in Orlando, Rob.
Yo, what up, Sam?
What's up, fam?
Hey, man, yo, this shit is exciting, bro. Yeah, got your own show now. Like, yo, you and Jude together was cool on the All Out show, but you got your own unique way of doing radio, man. This shit's L. Just wanted to tell you that, man. Love and hope.
Thank you, my nigga. Thank you, man. Orlando, man. Hope y'all get some ball players soon, man.
Yeah, they gotta try to do some shit. But, yo, see, man, you take care of yourself, dog. Do your fucking thing on here. Yo, I love the time slot, too, right when I'm on the road, 12 to 4. Hell, man.
That's my nigga. Good looking, fam. NHA 45, let's... Can we play some music? Come right back. We're gonna play some music. Come right back. I got the mix getting ready. I got some guests coming through. I got some hood entertainment news. And we here. It is Shade 45, the Lord Says Special. Hit me up on that Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Let's go.
Yeah.
okay. Yeah. A retail disc. They're putting out Paragon on disc like this week, and like the list of features is like access to the beta. Like it's not a finished game. And they're just like fucking selling it to you on a disc. Granted, a bunch of unfinished games get sold on disc these days, but not like this.
More of the Lost Year special next, you fucking sluts.
I imagine it's the same basic, like, access you get for buying one of their Founders packs, like digital versions or whatever, but, like, I think that's, like, kind of a fucked up thing to do.
Yeah. trying to bust a dirty stack, bro. Yeah, I put my brothers on a lockdown. And the quarter about to open up some shop now. I'm the quarter that it got a whole spot now. We're the leader that is in the whole lockdown. About a week ago, Charlie got that access code. On your email and the brand new Apple phone. We ain't been out of business, we ain't been out of sight. But we still like a more buckles and back in the cat. I'm a founder, man, a fellow. Ghost rider, kill him with a palace. Kill him with a cocoa boy named a Holly Ballas. Run up on the gang, 44 to keep him jealous. And a shout out to the Aaron God, giving all the chance. I've been eating young killers since the sea was born. We gon' need to see the coffin with all the shit is done. I'm a dog, man, it's true, man. It's real steady, cold, and it's cool, and it's cool. Tell him, 10 keys in the truck. Tell him, 10 felonies, run him up. Tell him, I don't give a fuck about a runner up. That's why we about to run it up like you just thought the runners up. We've been a problem. Run the whole land, fucking if they get a problem. Run the whole gang, and we run on anybody. Bring our own band, we were born again. I'm over trying to bust the dirty stack, bro.
Tell him, 10 keys in the truck. Tell him,
I don't give a fuck about a runner. I'm just why we got to run. I know that we just know that I just got to get a problem. Grab the whole land, fucking if they get a problem. Fuck the whole gang, and yeah, we run on anybody. Bring the whole bag, we were born again. And I'm trying to force the world to start a car.
Gonzalez to the right wing. He'll dump it down right box to Bowman. Up top to Draymond. Dribbles on J.R. Smith. Goes get bump. Shoots. Sends. Misses. Rebound. Tip. Curry's got it. Back to Draymond. For the slam inside. Beautiful look by Curry. In Barton. And we'll dribble it out the right sideline. And the Warriors have set a new MVP record for March of the victory in the first two final games as they have outscored the Cavaliers by 48.
I've got to go around the block. That alley is closed.
110-77 and head to Cleveland, leading two games to none.
Ain't that a bitch, man? They bugging out, man. Sports with Sear. If you just tuning in on the Lord Sear special, Sports with Sear. I had a special guest, my big brother John Sally, on the phone lines. John Sally, hello, sir.
Hello, man. I like being on the new special show.
That's right, the Lord Sear special, baby.
That's right, man. You watched that game last night, Lord Sear?
Let me tell you something, Sally. I could not believe why LeBron is acting like, what's wrong with him, man? He had one move, came up the middle, and that was it. What was going on?
Because this is what no one is realizing. When you got five guys concentrating on stopping you, and you go to the basket, and then you got to throw it to somebody else who's not putting the ball in the basket, after a while, you feel like you don't want to pass it to them. And if you realize, they started hitting LeBron going to the basket, and the referees didn't do anything. The referees were like, hey, you LeBron, take it. So he got fouled a lot. But he did. If you look at the game, only thing he did that was totally bad on the whole level was his turnover. So a lot of guys trying to find their way, and you can't wait. Right now is not the time to find your way. You should have found your way before, and this would be more competitive.
But
you just can't beat it. This team is better. This team is a better team, period.
Yeah, because it's sad. I do not know. Like, come on, man. I know he wasn't getting hacked like that, though.
Yeah, he was.
Wasn't hacking. Nah, man.
Yeah, they were. They were hitting him because, you know, since he's big and no one was saying it, you know, he was taking it to go to the basket. But, yeah, they're little chip shots, and they keep going on him, and nobody else is stepping up in that situation. Yesterday, they were just at a point. They were like, you know what? We losing this. There's no reason for us to get hurt. Let's calm it down and go home, regroup, and get back into it. It's just a hard thing to look at.
Yeah, but
really hard to look at.
But motherfuckers was cold, and you know, and Kyrie, you know, shout to Kyrie, he's nice, but he likes playing. But like, he is not Isaiah, and you know Isaiah, of course. He's trying to ball like Isaiah.
Everybody tried to ball like Zeke.
Yeah, right.
You know what it is? This is the first time. You know, he got hurt there last year.
He did.
You know, it's just last year, so he's right back in the same situation, and the flow with the whole squad is not there. That's what it is. I just never thought they flowed anyway. I never looked at it like it is. I think if you go back and think about it, I think them getting Kevin Love was a good move. But if they would have let Wiggins stay, no telling what would have happened. LeBron would have been turning. You would have had two of them coming at you at one time. So I just never really thought they meshed anyway. That's just my feeling. I think LeBron is, so but I said it on ESPN, I was on Mike and Mike today, and I was on last week, and I said, you know, the difference with what's happening with LeBron is he doesn't have a D-Wade. And they go, well, Kyrie Irving, it's a difference. D-Wade took a whole, D-Wade was a team on himself, so if the ball went there, you had a problem. If the ball went to LeBron, you had a problem. And so it does, I don't think anybody is making them feel that way. Plus, I don't think the Golden State Warriors are afraid of LeBron. And usually that works in your favor. You know, you got the big... So they're playing with no fear. And they're playing like they have fun doing it.
Now, the bench. Golden State's bench is not bench players. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you?
Right.
And
well, nobody in the NBA really is.
Let me
explain that first.
Right.
You know, I came off the bench. Let me explain that. Out of 400 players, nobody's a bench player. It's just certain time the coach is going to play because there's some great players on Cleveland bench that's not getting any run. Mm-hmm. Like Mo Williams was starting other places and giving.
Yeah, what happened to Mo? Mo wasn't even playing.
Right. So I mean, it's. You can be in a certain situation with the coach. You can be in a contract situation. So nobody in the NBA is a scrub. Trust me. You know, they do their research. But they don't mesh. If you don't get your guys to put it together and you don't mesh, then it doesn't make a difference what and how things are going about. It's just not going to click. But these guys are really like, and then look at it, Bob.
Going in the wrong way on this alley here. And I made it. All right. I'm going to go. I'll see you later. Have a good Monday.